BC's housing market performance faltered in February as home sales fell, retracing most of the gains made in the prior month. Seasonally adjusted MLS home sales declined 7.2% to 5,706 sales as buyer sentiment took a hit from more certainty on the timing of rate cuts. This followed a 7.4% gain in January as momentum in late 2023 flowed into the first month of the year. Home prices in the province pulled back 1% in February, but prices remain elevated, making home ownership still out of reach for many. MLS home sales decreased sharply in most of the province's real estate board areas. Greater Vancouver Region and the Fraser Valley saw sales decline by 7.3% and 10.3%, respectively, after 2 months of consecutive increases. In Chilliwack, home sales fell by 26.6% while the Kootenays reported a 11.4% decrease. In addition to these declines, the Okanagan Mainline and South Okanagan both recorded sales decreases of 14.9% and 0.9%, respectively. Home purchases in Kamloops declined for a third month, accelerating from a 0.5% decline in January to fall 3.7% in February. In contrast, home sales on Vancouver Island rose by 3.1%. Overall home values in BC fell in February and now sit at an average of $959,435. Prices have fluctuated since mid-2023, but this average is down 10.1% from a historical high in February 2022, and below the 2023 peak by 4.4%. The drop was driven by price declines in Greater Vancouver, where home values decreased 0.7%, eroding gains in January. In both the South Okanagan and Okanagan Mainline, home prices fell by 6.6% and 4.5%, respectively. Meanwhile, average prices rose in the Fraser Valley, up 0.4%, on Vancouver Island, up 4.6%, in the Kootenays, up 0.5%, in Kamloops, up 7%, and in Chilliwack, up 2.9%. On the retail sales front, BC seasonally adjusted sales fell to $8.9 billion in January, down 2.2% from December 2023. Unadjusted sales in January 2024 were also down 1.9% year-over-year. This is the lowest monthly figure since March 2023, when sales were also $8.9 billion. 6 out of 9 subsectors saw lower year-over-year unadjusted retail sales. Leading the decline were furniture and appliances retail stores, which saw sales fall 15.9% from 2023 to 2024. This was followed by gasoline stations and fuel vendors, down 8.6%, and motor vehicle and parts dealers, down 3.8%. Balancing the sales declines in those sectors were higher sales among health and personal care retailers, up 10.9%, building material and garden equipment retailers, up 11%, and general merchandise retailers, up 3.8%. In the Metro Vancouver area, seasonally adjusted retail sales for January 2024 were down 1.6% compared to December 2023. Year-over-year, monthly unadjusted retail sales were also down 0.5%. Brian Yu is chief economist at Central One.